Yes.
Hi, this is Dave Ross at Cairo Radio.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You might be playing your 20th season in the NBA?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the plan, no doubt about it.
All right. So now tell me about your case.
Well, I just think it's unbelievable. It really is. I've heard about it, and it wasn't sure, you know, what the response would be. But talking to Dr. Wagner about it and then going forward with that, it just feels totally different. You feel like you can do things you couldn't do for years, you know, and once you couldn't do things for years, you have to kind of adjust to, you know, the circumstances. But now having the stem cell done, it's amazing to see the potential of things to come. And I'm so excited that I did it.
So what were you feeling before? I mean, why did you go in the first place? What was bothering you?
This pain, you know, wear and tear over the years, just a soreness. And it seemed to be a soreness that wasn't going away, you know, and it started, you know, kind of creeping in my thoughts, like, okay, well, you know, you've played a long time, you know, the wear and tear is definitely, you know, taking its toll. You've been able to manage it, but for it just to go away, you know, that didn't seem realistic to me. But after, you know, going through the whole procedure with Dr. Wagner, you know, I have a lot of faith that that's going to be on the other side of this.
So if you get back into the game, you would be 40, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be 40 in March, so yes.
You'd be 40 in March.
I spent half my life in the NBA.
That's pretty amazing for anybody. But, I mean, do you really think that – I mean, I've heard a lot of success stories, but do you think it's good enough to help someone at your level? I mean, when you're – during the season, you're competing every night at full speed?
I definitely do, and I'm just you know, obviously I haven't went through a season since I've had it done. So, you know, that part of it remains to be seen. But I believe so, just off of little things I'm noticing and things I'm noticing when I'm working out and, you know, not having the after effect of pain and not being able to do certain things. I like that part is gone, you know, and hopefully it stands up and it continues to be able to, you know, go through a rigorous NBA season, which, you know, I believe on the other side of that it will hold up. So I'm excited about what's to come.
So give me the before and after. You talked about your workouts. Were there things that you couldn't do before in the workout that you can do now?
Yeah, it just, you know, I couldn't make certain movements without pain, so I just stayed away from those movements. You know, my whole game is kind of based on quickness and agility and being able to get in certain areas, and sometimes getting to those areas, it was so painful that I would say, you know what, I'll just find a different route. Now in the workouts I'm doing, I can get to those areas again. I haven't been able to get there in years, you know, and not have pain afterwards. And that's so encouraging. And I didn't think it was possible, to be honest with you.
Wow. So you work with trainers then too?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
And have they noticed a difference? I mean, what are they? They're the professionals. What do they say?
Yeah, they notice the difference. Just the burst that I have and the quickness level, you know, is familiar from, you know, when I was younger. So that's very encouraging. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've talked to some players for sure. I've talked to some players about it, and they're very, very confident in the outcome. So that's really cool.
Uh-huh. Do you have people asking you, what's your secret? How did you manage to keep such good knees at the age of 40?
Yeah, I've gotten that one. I can't tell everybody the secret, but I can tell you, Dave, so it works out.
I promise not to share it with anybody.
No, that's okay.
Well, that's great. So I take it then you'd recommend Dr. Wagner.
All right. Yeah, no, things are going good, and hopefully after the NBA season we'll talk again.
I'd love to. That'd be great. When do you find out?
That'd be great.
When do you find out who you're playing
for?
Well,
I would think sometime before the start of the regular season, so probably around October 15th.
All right. Good luck. And thank you.
All right. Thank you. Talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.